lot, and I already know him. When I shot that one from the top of the key, I saw his face and his body language. It really helped me that I made that last one, because if not, it could have been a tough night. We won, and that what counts now.
Greg Popovich said he went from wanting to trade Manu Ginobili to wanting to make him breakfast. An instant classic in the NBA last night, a double overtime victory for the home Spurs, and a heartbreak for the Golden State Warriors. Welcome into the zone on this Tuesday. Justin Akre, Christina LaCure on a sunny, sunny day here in Central Arkansas. And the crazy thing is, a game that saw 205 field goals attempted may not even have been the biggest story of the night in the NBA.
It wasn't. I was at the gym this morning, and the only thing we saw was the Heat game last night. I'm glad that we started with this game. What a game.
The Warriors and the Spurs, I mean, truly an instant classic. I don't think it's an exaggeration to say so. Curry with 22 points in the third quarter. This is not the first time he's had 20 points in the third. This has been his quarter. A couple of keys in this game. And really, I mean, we were talking about this yesterday with another game. You know, sometimes guys just make plays. We saw that happen in the Oklahoma City-Memphis game on Sunday. Oklahoma City made plays. You can't fault Memphis for the way they played. Oklahoma City just made a couple more plays down the stretch, and they won the game. Last night, you have to fault the Warriors. You have to find a way to keep this game from going to overtime. They give up an 18-2 run. I've never heard of it ever happening before. An 18-2 run at the end of the game to allow the Spurs to get to overtime. And then, of course, they lose in double overtime to the Warriors. So, Heartbreak City. I mean, that is a tough one to swallow.
But what a game, though.
Awesome. If you're an NBA fan and you could stay up that late, good for you.
Bravo to you for staying up that late. I watched some of the highlights this morning, obviously, at the gym and read over some of the things. But, man, it was good. I wish I could have stayed up that late. I did, however, watch the Miami-Chicago game.
Jockstrap to me on that game, and I'll get to that in a second.
Sounds good.
Golden State with 21 turnovers. San Antonio with 14. They did take good care of the ball. And they did keep themselves in it at least enough to have a chance to go on that 18-2 run late. That is just amazing. What a great finish for San Antonio. And again, it's going to be a tough one to swallow for the Golden State Warriors. A comment or two from Steph Curry, who had a huge game last night. 44 points, 18 of 35 from the floor. He is really, I think, establishing himself as the best shooter in the game today, if he hasn't already. This is not the first time they've had a little heartbreak in the postseason, as Curry pointed out.
It was a fun game. Obviously, a lot of action down the stretch. We were just on the wrong side of a couple big shots by Danny Green, end of regulation, and obviously Manu at the end of the double overtime. So, tough loss for us. We've been here before. Obviously, you don't want to experience this feeling again, but we know how to come back. You know, we've been a resilient team all year, and we know how to turn it back on come game two and try to get a win on the road. So have an opportunity to go 1-1. We still understand that we have a chance to do that, and we got to focus and try to, you know, bounce back quick.
Some Razorback news to get to in a moment. We have an update on a baseball game against Tennessee this weekend, which you can catch on television, which is previously not going to be televised, is my understanding. Also, some football departures. Big news. It was breaking as we were going off the air yesterday. We'll get to it in a second. Bulls and Heat, the early game. Jockstrap to me. I turned it off. It looked like, to me, the Heat had the game in hand.
Oh, yeah.
I did not believe in the Bulls. I did not believe in their ability to come back and win this, and that's exactly what they did yesterday. They come back and win the game against the Heat. I actually looked at the score this morning, and I'm like, oh, okay. Then I looked at it again. I'm like, wait a minute. Chicago won. Because I saw the score. I'm like, oh, okay.
How early did you turn it off?
Let me tell you what happened. My wife had, we both went to an event for my nephews. It was a senior event at our church on Sunday. So I came back early. She stayed there for a dinner. So we missed Game of Thrones. So I watched like the first three quarters, and then we watched Game of Thrones. And by the time I flipped back over, the game was already over, and I didn't see a score because the Golden State game had already started. So I started watching that.
Oh, thank God you didn't say like, oh, we were watching The Housewives.
No, I wouldn't do that. Anyway, so the Bulls and the Heat, I mean, a great game as well. And, I mean, look, you're going to have a hard time finding a more likable team. To me, this is the American game here, these two. You've got the Bulls, which is what America used to be, that scrappy, hard fighter. And then when they become fat cats like we are today, you become the Miami Heat. The Miami Heat looked very lethargic. They did not look engaged. They did not look really that interested in being there yesterday. It was like they thought they could show up and win, which for an NBA team is hard to believe. But this is a Bulls team, and something has stuck with me the last few days. Nate Robinson said, I've been around some gritty, tough teams in my career, but there is something special about this team. Let me tell you something. There's something special about Nate Robinson. The guy's puking in a bucket and playing through it the other day. Yesterday, he has LeBron James, 270 pounds, of him fall on his head, cuts his lip open. As soon as I saw that happen and I saw blood, I'm like, his tooth totally went through his lip.
Ugh.
11 stitches for Nate Robinson, and he's in there on the doctor telling him, hurry up, I got to get back out there.
This is just a hustle play that went wrong. You got to play through it. Got 10 stitches. You just got to continue to fight. You got to muster up enough energy and enough fight to go in there and continue to play as hard as you can and produce for your teammates. You know, they expect you to get stitched up and, you know, come back out there and continue battle, and that's what I did. I told Doc, just hurry up. Not trying to rush him, but I wanted to get back out there. I think it was tied up at the half when I was getting my stitches, so coach just said, be ready and, you know, come out whenever you're ready. And I just told him, I'm ready now. So he put me back out there, and we got the job done.
The pint-sized superstar, 27 points for him. He also had 9 assists last night in the victory for the Bulls. Miami, 7 of 24 from 3. And again, we talk about rest versus rust. A couple guys on that team needed it. Other guys probably would have preferred to keep playing. Dwayne Wade needed the rest, and it probably was good for him, although he didn't play especially well last night. Shane Battier, 2 of 7 from beyond the arc. Not horrific, but not very good, and the team was 29%. So they really struggled shooting the ball, had some good open looks. LeBron James did what he does. He drives a lane, he draws the defense, and then he pitches it out. But nobody was knocking down shots. It killed him. Well, Mike Miller got some looks, too, and didn't hit him.
You know what's funny is they had eight days off, I think, is what they had between this game and their last game winning. And I actually think it's sometimes better just to keep going. Like, these guys only had, what, a two-night break?
Yeah.
And I think for them, they're in their rhythm. They know what's going on. They're playing well. They're shooting well. And I think Miami, like you said, they just thought they were just going to show up after 8 days. And they're obviously, they played last night like they weren't in the zone.
Yeah, I mean, actually, you know, the game is Saturday when they beat the Nets in Game 7.
Yeah.
And then so they got Sunday off, and then they're playing Monday again. So they've had virtually no time at all.
Yeah, like two days.
Yeah, but I mean, really, I mean, not 2 full days, though. Isn't that crazy? I mean, and the Bulls jump right back in there. They're already dealing with depth issues. They got Heinrich out. We know Rose can't play.
Yeah.
Luol Deng is in a hospital. I mean, they are really
thin.
They're
all over the place.
And they're bringing
yeah.
all these guys in that are, I mean, it's unbelievable. It has been such a great story. What a gritty, gritty team the Chicago Bulls are. Look, I wrote off everybody outside of the Miami Heat.
You did.
We did talk yesterday about how Indiana, especially the way they played against New York, could definitely give Miami some trouble. I don't know if they can beat them, but they can challenge them. And they're missing a key player, too. So it's hard to really buy into the fact that the Bulls can win the series, but I did see, and this is so reactionary and it's hilarious to me, but this is the way we are. A poll on ESPN this morning, 60% of people who responded said they thought the Bulls would win. Not could win.
Really?
Would win this series. Now,
wow.
It is
they've
amazing.
Lost one game, folks.
But they've also lost home court advantage, just like that.
Yeah, that's true, I guess. But, you know, they'll tie it. I think they'll tie it back up tomorrow night.
So, my new favorite player in the NBA, and I didn't see what he did last night. I don't have his numbers in front of me. I'll have to pull up the box score. Is Marco Bellinelli, the 3-point superstar for the Bulls. He is one of only a couple of Italian players I can remember ever playing in the NBA, and actually one of his teammates. I think Bargnani is still hanging around the league. He was the number 18 draft pick in 2007. He signed with the Bulls in July of last year, and he's really been a nice contributor for them. He got fined. I don't know if you saw this or not.
I didn't.
He got fined, and I think this fine came from the Game 7 against the Nets. He had 24 points on 8 of 14, including 3 of 6 from beyond the arc. For making a gesture.
Like a middle finger?
No. It was like the gesture was... How do I talk? Nope. He didn't make a gesture like that, Big Baby, but that was a good guess. He sort of cupped his arms...
kind of like...
Under his... His boys,
yeah,
as though they were gigantic.
Uh huh.
So I mean, maybe you're familiar with an AC/DC song that was to that effect. I don't know if you're a big AC/DC fan. Probably not.
Oh yeah, I know it.
Okay, so basically that was the deal for him, and it got him a maybe another song. So he was indicating that he in fact had
big.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. So his big marbles gesture.
Big marbles. That's a great way of putting it. I was going to,
cost him $15,000.
Well, I'm upper class, high society.
I don't know if that's fair or not. I mean, it was, I thought it was.
Who was he pointing that
he
out
wasn't,
to?
He was
he just did it kind of like one
he
of those
was
like
running
flexing
back on
your
defense.
Muscles kind of thing?
Yeah, he was flexing something. He was running back on defense. He was running back on defense, and he made the gesture, and so it cost him 15 Gs. And I assume it's probably fine. If I was the Bulls, I'd step up and pay for it. There is a special thing going on in Chicago. I don't think they're going to beat Miami, but, man, it's fun to watch.
It is fun to watch. That game was so much fun to watch last night. I was quite interested in it. So
look, they had no business beating the Nets. They have less business beating the Heat, and then they go out and win last
night. If they make it in a series, I'm really very interested in tomorrow night. It's tomorrow night, isn't it?
I don't know when the next game. I think
it's tomorrow night. I'm very interested in tomorrow night's game. I just want to see how the Heat react to this and how the Bulls react to this, how the Bulls react to Miami's reaction, basically. So I think it'll be a very interesting game.
The react to the react.
React to the react,
Tonight's two big games. You get the Pacers up one zip on the road at the Knicks. So they've also taken away home court advantage. And then the Grizzlies, talk about heartbreaks. I mean, they had the Thunder where they wanted them, could not quite pull it off. And I can't really. I put it more on the Thunder playing really well than the Grizzlies blowing it. They did throw a pass away late, but Oklahoma City made every play they had to make. And then last night, I mean, very unlikely. You heard Ginobili say it there on the San Antonio play. I mean, the Warriors had a one. He wasn't even part of the play, but they saw him wide open cross court on the inbounds, and he knocks down the jumper. But I mean, that's typical Ginobili. We talk about him all the time. The guy is amazing. A little closer to home, some news yesterday that again was breaking as we were going off the air. Austin Flynn, DeFonte Lowe, Keontae Minor, which was the biggest surprise to me of the four, and Brandon Mitchell, all granted releases from the University of Arkansas, all headed elsewhere. Where they end up, we don't know. Where they end up, most people don't care. It will be interesting to see where Minor and Mitchell land. Curious to see if they try to reunite with maybe Paul Petrino at Idaho or Bobby Petrino at Western Kentucky, or if they go and maybe play for Garrick McGee at UAB, or if they go somewhere where maybe they're not as familiar.
Try to go with Bielema. Oh, I'm sorry. You think they would try to go back to Petrino?
Well, I mean, I don't know what the quarterback situation is at Western Kentucky, although they had a good year last year, so I don't know how much in need they are. Now, the thing about him is he's on track to earn his degree this summer, so he can actually play immediately. He does not have to sit. So
okay.
It makes a little more sense for him because of the fact that he won't have to sit. So I can somewhat understand that. What I took away from this is he clearly believes he should be a starting quarterback somewhere. I like his athleticism. We've talked about it before. I mean, you saw what he did on the basketball court. The guy's a great athlete. He's a very physical receiver. Not the fastest, but certainly valuable. A lot of people wanted to see him get more of a chance at quarterback. I was okay with him not necessarily playing quarterback, but maybe utilizing him as a receiver and then leaving him as the backup at quarterback. He's a durable guy, or has been relatively durable through his career. This isn't going to be a huge issue unless, for some reason, Brandon Allen gets hurt and you don't feel real comfortable with the backup. Now, it could be – maybe it's going to be Austin Allen. Maybe it's going to be Taylor Reed. Maybe it's going to be Derby, the transfer. You know, I don't know. So we'll see what the quarterback situation looks like. But this doesn't necessarily become a big story to me unless Brandon Allen gets hurt. So we'll see. Robbie Neiswanger is going to join us at the top of the 11 o'clock hour to share his thoughts. We'll also talk a little baseball with the Razorbacks to get ready for their final SEC series at home this coming weekend against Tennessee. Anyway, this is, again, I hate to see him go. I thought Brandon Mitchell was a great representative for the university, and I thought he could have been an asset this year, whether it was a quarterback or somewhere else. And even if you just put in a few quarterback packages for him, not even necessarily as a Wildcat, but, you know, whatever, he could have been useful. So, I don't know. Maybe he'll project for the NFL as a quarterback. I don't know. I mean, we've been off before. I certainly didn't think Tavares Jackson would ever play quarterback in the NFL, and he did. So.
There you go. You've been wrong before.
First time ever.
It happens, like, what, once every 3 months?
3 days, yes. UALR, UCA, your alma mater, playing tonight right down the road at Dickey Stevens. This is very,
very
cool. Coach Norwood of UALR going to join us in the studio today.